Encouraging every step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Rex Howe. He is the president of Tri-State Bible College in South Point, Ohio, along with Dr. Matt Shamblin, who is a professor at the college as well as an Appalachian Research Fellow. Now, my first question for President Howe, for those who maybe have heard of the college but don't know much about it or haven't heard of Tri-State Bible College, can you give me just a little bit of background about the college itself?
Tri-State Bible College is located in South Point, Ohio, and we have a 51-year history. Our vision is to see people fulfill their ministry, and that comes to us from 2 Timothy 4:5, where the Apostle Paul is giving his last ministry commands to Timothy, telling him to complete what remains in the gospel ministry. And our mission is to equip stewards, shepherds, and servants. A lot of people think of Bible college, they think only pastors come here, and that's just not true. We have people who are stewarding the gospel, people who are shepherding in churches, people who are serving in churches, in all kinds of roles. So we want to equip those people to fulfill their ministries in Christ's commission. And the way that we do that is by offering access to a community of biblical scholarship. It's a place of unique learning. It's a place with unique people. It's also a place where people from Appalachia can learn about ministry in Appalachia. And so we want to give access, and access means in-person education, a hybrid of in-person and virtual conferencing. Access also means online education. We're working toward expanding our programs to online. And if we give people access to that biblical community of scholarship, we believe it'll result in lives that glorify God in these ways. And these are really our four pillars: theological discernment, biblical and contextual intelligence, spiritual devotion, and ministry competence. By theological discernment, we mean a person being able to discern what are the essentials of the faith, what are local community convictions. For example, the local church that I'm a part of may have a set of community beliefs that are different from the church down the road, but we may agree on the essentials of Christianity. And then the third layer of that is personal convictions. Maybe my church doesn't have a position on that, or my Bible college doesn't have a position on that, but I have a position on that. And then finally, the fourth layer of that, the theological discernment, is opinions and questions. We've all got questions about the Bible, about theology. And there needs to be interaction on those opinions and questions. And then by biblical and contextual intelligence, we mean we want to know the Bible at Tri-State Bible College. We study all the books of the Bible here. And we want to know the world of the Bible, the world in which the Bible is written. And we also want to know the world in which we're trying to teach the Bible. And by spiritual devotion, one of the things that we see, those of us who are in Christian academia or religious academia, is many times devotion and scholarship can become separate. They can become compartmentalized, and we want to avoid that at Tri-State Bible College. We want our studies to be an act of worship to our God. And finally, we want our graduates, as they glorify God with their lives, to be competent in the ministry. You know, ministry, a lot of times people who are just getting started in ministry or haven't been in ministry, they see the preacher up front, and they say, hey, I had a youth group kid tell me one time that, well, Rex, you only work on Sundays. What do you do with the rest of your time? Well, there's a lot of other things that goes on behind the scenes in ministry, especially right now during COVID. I know pastors are working double time, trying to administrate, trying to be sensitive to the flock, trying to shepherd the flock into health and truth, and trying to reach out to their communities. So we want our students to be able to administrate, to lead, and be ministry competent.
Excellent. And I understand you guys are working on something right now to kind of address the issues that people face when you're in ministry right here in our specific region of the country. It's called the Appalachian Ministry Institute. And so, Dr. Shamblin, could you tell us a little bit about that program and what it is?
So the Appalachian Ministry Institute really exists to put into context all that Rex has already talked about, really the reason that the Bible College exists. That institute really came out of a burden that we had at the college in recognizing that Appalachian story of religion is a story of what was and not what is. So when we look at that, we see churches on mountaintops and in hollers, and we see them empty and often closed. And so we have a burden, and that burden is to see lost people come to faith in Jesus Christ, and that burden has grown into recognizing that Appalachia, a place that was once saturated with the gospel, is now a mission field for the gospel. That though there are empty church buildings, there's not saved people. And though there are people who would identify themselves as Christian on a census, they don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so from that, we're trying to take our curriculum at the Bible College, and really, it's a recognition of who we are. We're Appalachian people teaching Appalachian students to minister in Appalachia, and that's the Appalachian Ministry Institute, to really narrow our focus to intensify that preparation for those students to serve in Appalachia.
Okay, and so if someone is interested in this Appalachian Ministry Institute, or they want to study some other aspect of theology or something like that, what kind of degrees do you guys have, or what kind of commitment would they be looking at?
We just revamped our one-year certificate program, and now we're calling it the Customizable Certificate Program, which means you can, for 1 year, 7 classes, 21 credit hours, study any number of topics in a concentrated way. So you can study Greek for a year, if that's what you want to do. You can study theology, just start theology courses for a year, or Appalachian ministry for a year. That's great for like church elders, deacons, trustees, but also any person who just wants to focus on a concentrated matter. We have an associate's degree in Bible theology, as well as a bachelor's degree in Bible theology, and all of those certificate programs actually fold into our bachelor degree minors. All the curriculum for our minors and our bachelor's degree are the one-year certificate program, so they connect in that way. And then we've recently added in the last few years the master's program in Bible theology, where you get more advanced study, you learn research skills at a deeper level, and write and do a major research project by the time you're finished.
Excellent. Now, as we talk about this Appalachian Ministry Institute in particular, the focus on this region, could you give us maybe some practical examples of why ministry is different in this region than it is in other places in the country?
So when we think about Appalachia, we think about Appalachia as a Bible Belt society, when in reality, though parts of Appalachia are in the Bible Belt, the mindset of Appalachia is markedly different. That can be seen simply by looking at the size of churches in Appalachia. The average church in the United States is about 60 people. The average church in Appalachia is 40 or less. And so there's a clear difference in mindset. When we think about Appalachia, we know that it's a place that's deeply affected by its economy. It's a place that has the average person in Appalachia makes about 20% less than the average person in America. When we looked to events like homecoming is a specifically Appalachian happening, where it's more of a community gathering than it is a church gathering. And so Appalachia, for the good or for the ought, the religion of the people of Appalachia has been interwoven in society, and as a result of that, the biblical Jesus has been lost.
If I can contribute one, this is my experience, and since coming back to be the president of Tri-State Bible College, I've seen this a number of times, and one of the things that I'm really burdened about right now is the shortage of men in pastoral ministry. I'm seeing churches go without pastors for longer periods. But one of the things that young people face, and I care about students, when they feel a call in the ministry, I've had this happen a number of times since coming back. their parents, grandparents are immediately going to say, well, how are you going to make a living? How are you going to support a family if you go into ministry? And what happens to that young person is they get discouraged from doing what they feel God is calling them to do. And what I hope that we can be a part of is that we can help anyone who has a ministry calling see what God can do with their lives. Now, I'm not in that saying that. I'm not promising wealth and riches, but I'm saying he'll take care of you. People oftentimes have a narrow scope of what God can do in ministry, and I'm here to tell you just by my own experience, and I know Matt would say the same thing, is God's taking care of us. And if you're faithful, you obey him, you go into ministry, don't let maybe a typical Appalachian answer to a call in ministry discourage you from pursuing what God's called you to do.
Amen. Now, I understand as part of this, you're working toward a conference. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We are working on the Appalachian Ministry Conference. We have our keynote speaker, Dr. Tom Chaney, who is published author on revitalization in rural church context, and he has been a pastor in West Virginia and in other places in Appalachia, so a very seasoned voice to speak to and to affirm and equip and encourage the folks in ministry in our area. And we have a number of great breakout speakers already scheduled too. We have the original date, which is September 23rd, which is coming up in just a little over a month. We are watching COVID, just to be sensitive to that. We know it's something that is affecting our community, so we are looking at an alternative spring date, probably in March, if we need to move it. You can register for the conference at tsbc.edu. Click on the Apply Now button. It'll take you to the registration form. There right now is an early bird registration rate, and there's also a special rate for senior pastors that does not have a deadline. It'll be continuous throughout the registration process. If you want to find out more about the conference, you can listen to the podcast, Level Paths, or you can check out Tri-State Bible College and the Appalachian Ministry Institute on all social media.
All right. Well, there you have it. I want to say thank you to President Howe and Dr. Shamblin for being our special guests on our Community Matters interview today. If you want to find out more about Tri-State Bible College or this Appalachian Ministry Institute, be sure to check out tsbc.edu, and you can register for this upcoming conference at that same website if you want to do that. If you are part of a church or an organization that's doing something to bless the community, I want to talk to you as well. Send me a note at communitymatters@walkfm.org. Who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. If you missed any portion of this interview, you can find it on walkfm.org. Just look for Community Matters in the tabs at the top. You can also text the word community to 855-592-5536, and we'll send you the link directly. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM. Have a wonderful day.